With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Florida is making preparations for the fourth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Debbie expected to make landfall in the Big Bend area in the northern part of the state Monday with strong winds, life-threatening storm surge, and up to 20 inches of rain. Governor Ron DeSantis says a hurricane warning is already in effect.
There's going to be a lot of trees that are going to fall down. You're going to have debris. You are going to have power interruptions.
Richard Pasch, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, says there's concern because Debbie will be moving slowly.
One of the big concerns is going to be very heavy rains and flooding with more than 20 inches of rain expected over some parts of the southeastern U.S.
He says Georgia and the Carolinas also in Debbie's sights. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the debate over a Trump-Harris debate continues. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
There are new doubts about whether Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will face each other before the November election. The former president says he's pulling out of a scheduled September 10th debate that he had with Joe Biden. Vice President Harris had agreed to that ABC debate, but Trump now says he'll appear on Fox News a week earlier. The Harris campaign says Trump is running scared and trying to back out. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is already in a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies, while the U.S. and allies prepare to defend Israel from an expected counterstrike and prevent an even more destructive regional conflict. Tensions have soared following nearly 10 months of war in Gaza and the killing last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas' top political leader in Iran. Iran and its allies have blamed Israel in threatened retaliation. A White House advisor says they're doing everything they can to make sure the situation doesn't boil over. This is SRN News. An IVF lawsuit has been dropped.
Two couples who sued an Alabama hospital and in vitro fertilization clinic where their embryos were accidentally destroyed have dropped their wrongful death lawsuit. The case became a flashpoint in the debate over abortion when the Alabama Supreme Court ruled earlier this year that the couples could sue over what justices called the destruction of extrauterine children. The case was dismissed with prejudice, which will bar the couples from pursuing the case in the future. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team that won gold at the Olympics cited a Bible verse after celebrating the victory. 16-year-old Hesley Rivera's Instagram post included a reference to Isaiah 40:31, which reads in part, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." After securing a spot on the U.S. team in July, she posted Philippians 4:13 on her account. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on ongoing questions about the water quality of the Seine River for swimming at the Paris Olympics.
Bacteria levels in the river fluctuate constantly and daily water samples are tested so organisers can assess the risk and decide whether swims in the long polluted Paris waterway should go forward. Most recently, organisers have cancelled multiple test swims, 2024 spokesperson Anne Descamps.
We took the decision to cancel the swim familiarisation for the mixed triathlon.
The water quality in the Seine is linked closely to the weather. Heavy rains cause wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, causing bacteria levels to rise, while the sun's ultraviolet rays can kill the bacteria. And Paris has seen several downpours during the Games so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details, more stories, all found at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News.